Healthcare, education and rural services were all front and center issues during the Morinville St. Albert provincial election all candidates debate last week. On May 17, around 200 residents turned out to the Morinville Community Cultural Center to see incumbent UCP candidate Dale Nally face off against four-term county councillor and NDP candidate Karen Shaw. The two did battle with the Alberta Party's Wayne Rufiange and Green Party of Alberta's Kurt Klingbeil. The race in the riding is hot, with polling showing Nally leading Shaw by a hair, with polls estimating the UCP snagging 46% of the popular vote, and the NDP picking up 45% of the vote, with an 8% margin of error. Both Shaw, a local rancher, and Nally, who is hoping to score a second term, spent time putting forward policy ideas. However, they both had to battle back against campaign attacks from the opposition and a few shouts from the crowd. The debate came one night after the Raucous Forum in the St. Albert riding, where NDP incumbent candidate Marie Renault and UCP candidate Angela Wood faced a loud and angry crowd. During the Wednesday night debate, hosted by the St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce, moderator Matthew Lee, the incoming board member for the Morinville Chamber of Commerce, immediately put a lid on crowd noise, after several audience members attempted to shout at the candidates while they were speaking. In his opening remarks, Nally came out swinging, defending Alberta Premier Smith's leadership. The entire, left, side is dedicated to two things, smearing Danielle Smith and putting fear in the hearts of Albertans, Nally said. Nally fought back against claims his party would make Albertans pay to see a doctor. This message is a completely disingenuous message of fear and smear against Danielle Smith. If a single candidate stands on your doorstep and tells you that you will pay to go see a doctor, well then, they owe you an apology because that will never happen with Alberta, Nally said. The NDP's controversial Bill 6, which forced farmers and ranchers to obtain WBC coverage and has since been repealed, had Shaw on the defensive. Regardless of what Mr. Nally says, Bill 6 is not on the table. Period, Shaw said. Candidates weighed in on provincial police force, with the crowd shouting at Nally to share his thoughts on the issue. "We're not doing it," Nally told the crowd. "It's been quite clear that the municipalities know their policing issues the best and so they are going to be the ones that will decide what to do." Shaw said a provincial police force would be more costly, with more tax dollars out of residents' pockets. "We will hire 150 additional police officers across the province, 50 of which will be put, within this region, around Edmonton," Shaw said. The two leading candidates also did battle over replacing a broken X-ray machine in Morinville, which has been broken since 2020, with both parties promising to fix or replace the machine. Shaw said her party promised to fix the X-ray machine before the UCP did, and the NDP would fix it or replace it to keep seniors in Morinville. Villeneuve Airport got attention on the Wednesday night showdown, and both Shaw and Nally said the airport is important to economic growth in the region. Shaw said her party would work with all municipalities in the Edmonton region to make a plan for sustainable growth in the region so it isn't detrimental for residents. "Villeneuve Airport is a diamond in the rough and in reality, it should be a jewel in the crown," Nally said. And while Shaw and Nally sparred through the night, Rufiange told the crowd to consider a third party, rather than choose between just the NDP and UCP. "In the three-party system, we started working together," Rufiange, the former school principal, said. "The NDP and UCP have been polarized and fighting each other over issues like the curriculum and healthcare," Rufiange said. "If we want everyone to work successfully, we have to have people that are working together," Rufiange said. Klingbeil hoped to bring more attention to the Green Party of Alberta's platform and make sure local residents had an option when they went to the polls. But the engineer acknowledged to the crowd he had a slim chance of holding a seat. "In the astronomically unlikely scenario that I will be an elected representative, I will do my best to be open to a communication and discussion by anyone regardless of who they support during this election," Klingbeil said. Advance voting polls are open across the province and election day is May 29.